Wednesday, Parashas Toldos, Shir Tezayin.
Yeah, Rabbi Yisai, so it's Wednesday, so we're up to the bottom of the Gimel Amid Beis. We're up to, the Gemara is trying to still figure out what's the Makar. It says in our Mishnah that that there's Kesef, and it says in our Mishnah over there in Ksubis that the Kesef goes to the father. The Gemara says, Minolon, the Mekanyev Kesef, the Kesef Davu. And then the Gemara tries to bring a Raya from Yatzachim, and says the Gemara of Yatzachim is not really a good Raya. The Gemara says, okay, we'll learn it out from Esbiti Nosati Laish Hazer. And it says over there that Aviyah is Makabal Kedusha. So E Tishkol Kaspa. This is Gemara. Maybe Ainu Han Related Tano. The Les Liyad Avagdolis Liyad Taktishin Av Tishkol Kaspa, which we said is a Machlokas Rashi and tells exactly how to learn Rashi and Ritva. I mean, Rashi learns means that maybe only she's Makadosh. Ritva learns her or her father is Makadosh. That's where we're at. And we're stuck. The Gemara says, maybe you should learn from an Erebe Sevilla. That's not going to work. Why not? We'll bring you, approve you. You can't learn from an Erebe Sevilla. What's the proof? Because if you could have learned from an Erebe Sevilla, you should have also learned. My say you're dying. Ella? That's what happened in the Gemara. So the Gemara, Ella must be by Faras Nadarim Udichsiv. That pasuk of Benurah Beisavi is talking about a Faras Nadarim. And it's not just a klaliistic, a general umbrella pasuk telling us that he shall aviyah. It's telling us klape Faras Nadarim. By Faras Nadarim Udichsiv. Hachanami by Faras Nadarim Udichsiv, says the Gemara. That's what we're up to. We're on five lines from the bottom. Daf Gimel Beis, says the Gemara. V'chi teima neilif mina. And if you want to say, so why don't you learn out from there? Where's there? Hafaris Nadarim. And it's Enachanami, the pasuk, when it says the words Venera Besavia, is not an umbrella pasuk. It's not talking about everything. It's only talking about what? Hafaris Nadarim. Oh, bad! The Gemara says, well, why can't you learn from Afaras Nadarim? It's talking about Afaras Nadarim, but we should be able to learn to Afaras Nadarim to also over here. Nalef, me, na. We're going to talk about it. Chitema Nalef, me, na. Says the Gemara, me, moino, me, isura, lo, yalfina. Being that we want to learn from Afaras Nadarim is what? Isura. And over here is what? Memoina, memoina, meisur lo yalfinan. V'chi teima neilef miknasa. Memoina miknasa lo yalfinan. V'chi teima neilef mi baishuzu begam. Shanei baishuzu begam. Levi yashach begabayu. Oh, that's it. So fine. So we'll deal with the first question. The Gemara's question is v'chi teima neilef mina. There's three possible pshatim in this Gemara. The Gemara says, "V'chitem anelef mina." What does the Gemara mean to say? Does the Gemara, because our Gemara, there's two different things that we just were speaking about. There's two different things that were on the table. One was kedushin, which is our real sugya. But the Gemara was also talking about ma'isi adayim. Now we do have a makor for ma'isi adayim. What's the makor for ma'isi adayim? Chayim Kareishas B'Talama. But the Gemara was suggesting, what do we need Chayim Kareishas to learn it out from? Ben Rabbi Sabiyah says, no, Ben Rabbi Sabiyah, that's about Faras Nadarim Udichsiv. Now the Gemara says, Chitem Anelef Mina. So either the Gemara is saying, I have a solution to your problem, and I can tell you what the Makor for Kedushin is, it's being learned from Faras Nadarim. Or the Gemara is saying, I still have a problem with what you said in the name of Rav Huna Amar Rav, that you learned Ma'isi Adayim from Chayim Kar. Why do we learn Ma'isi Adayim from Faras Nadarim? And it's a question. Those are two different ways that I see to learn the Gemara. We're going to come up with, I think, a third. But at the moment, the Ramban learns that the Gemara right now is actually challenging. It's a question. Why did Rav Huna Amar Rav need his own pasuk? So we said, why don't you learn from the Rebbe Sevilla? We said, oh, but our friends are talking about Afaras Nadarim. The Gemara is still challenging Rav Huna Amar Rav. Why don't you learn Ma'ase Yodayim? Learn Ma'ase Yodayim from Afaras Nadarim. Nelef Mina. What does it mean, Nelef Mina? Ma'ase Yodayim. That's not the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara then continues, says, Nelef Miknasa, Nelef Mibashis Abagam. The Gemara seems to be talking about Kedushin. But the Ramban says that first stage in the Gemara, Al-Kopan, the Gemara's question, was a question of what's Pshat Rav Huna Amar Rav. We would have assumed when the Gemara is saying, Mechitem and Nelef, the Gemara is trying to give you an answer. We've got a problem in our sugya. Our problem is Kedushin. That's our problem. Rav Huna and Rav just kind of came in like agav because we were trying to figure out if we can learn Kedushin from Menorah Beis Aviyah, and we proved from Huna and Rav that you can't. But our main problem is what's with Kedushin. The Gemara says, Chitei Menelet Mina, maybe we should be able to learn Kedushin from a first Nedarim. I mean, I don't care. Leave me alone with my Siddai. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi, my friends, is somewhat cryptic. What? All right, so let's see what Rashi says. It says Rashi, "V'chitei manelef mamoin menedarim, mamoin meisur lo yafinan." You want to learn mamoin from nedarim? So Rashi didn't really give us that much interpretation. Rashi's job is to be a commentary. There's not much there. Mamoin menedarim, mamoin meisur lo yafinan. V'chitei ma neilef. Next Rashi. Kesef kedusheha mikesef kanasa sha'inus mevitoi the avia chamishim kesef memoine mikanasa lo yafinon sha'knas kulei chidesh mechidesh lo garmino katik dusheh minal neavihu. So in the second stage, there's Rabbi say we have over here three vechitemas in our Gemara. Let's get it clear. What's the first vechitema? Second vechitema kanasa. Third vechitema bishus begam. Three vechitemas. When Rashi is mefarish the first one, what does he say? V'chitema, what should you learn? Mamoin menedarim. Second v'chitema? So here, for sure, Rashi is saying our discussion is learning is about our kedushin shaila. Rashi is now down on our kedushin shaila. So why didn't Rashi say it before? Who makes this diuk? The Rashash. Baruch atah Adonai v'hinu melech ha'olam sh'al kol miyeh b'dvarim. Well, so you're saying this? Okay, so hold on a second. Let's see what. So Daniel wants to say that when it said mamoin before, it was not talking about kesef kedushin. Over there, he's going like the Ramban, that the Gemara over there was asking a question. Right? What? A ma'isiyadayim, right? And I could even back that up a little bit, Daniel. I could back it up. You want to see me back you up? Let's read the Rashi's again. How many vechitemas do we have?
Three.
Three. On the surface, they're all doing the same thing, right? They're all saying, why don't you learn from here? No, learn from there. So let's say, on the surface, they're all saying, why don't you learn Kedushin from Hafaras Nedarim? You can't learn it from Boishas Abagam. From Knas. You can't learn it from Boishas Abagam. They're trying to do the same thing. But look at Rashi. For some reason, Rashi, but the second v'chitema says extra words. Let's see. Again, v'chitema neilef mamon minadarim moinem eisura lo yafin. V'chitema neilef kesef kedushah mekesef knasa shonu zepita la'avio chemishim kesef moinem eknasa lo yafinon. Says Rashi, she'aknas kulay chidush mechidush lo garminon ve'akati kedushah minolon de la'avio have. What is Rashi saying? And I still don't. Now that I'm telling you, I don't know. Where do we know Kesef Kedushin from? Why didn't Rashi say that in the first Vechitema? Or why didn't Rashi say that in the third Vechitema? Why is Rashi saying that in the second Vechitema? So if you learn like Daniel Kaysen, who's saying that the first Vechitema had nothing to do with Kesef Kedushin. What was the first Vechitema? We want to learn out Ma'isi Adayim. We're not talking about Kesef Kedushin yet. The second Vechitema is now switching over and says, why don't you learn Kesef Kedushin from Aynesu Mefateh? Says the Gemara, you can't because Mamoina Miknas Oloyafina. Okay, so then now we don't know where you know Kesef Kedushin from. That's what Rashi is emphasizing over here. We're looking, that could be. The Gemara Mamish doesn't seem like that.
Why can't say Rashi when he says Mamoina Dharm to Kesef
Kedushin? Could. But why doesn't Rashi say Kesef Kedushin over there? So that's what the Rashash says. Rabbi Yisai, every Gemara should have a Rashash. It doesn't make a difference how slim and thin your Gemara is. You should have a Rashash back there. You can check for the Rashash. Let's see what the Rashash does. The Siyata Dishmaya. Says the Rashash, V'chitem anelef mamoin meinadarim. Vince, you got one? You sure you don't have Rashash? Keep going. No, turn further. He doesn't?
You don't?
Okay, you could look in with V'chitei Menelef Mamayin Mein Adarim. It's after the Akhama Farsha. Afterwards, the Rashash is afterwards in some of the Gemaras. Some of the Gemaras it's in, some of the Gemaras it's afterwards. Does everyone got it? You got it?
I have it,
yes. V'chitei Menelef Mamayin Adarim. Mashma, says the Rashash, the Mefarish the Nelef Nami Maisi Yodeha. So how is the Rashash learning Mamayin? Both of them. That's what Toivo was suggesting, right? Ubedibur hasamach mefarish neilat kesef kedusha. So he's saying that Rashi switched the question. Question number one: v'chitei neilat mefarish nedarim. What did he want to learn? Both of them. Now he's saying v'chitei neilat from oinus mefata. He only wants to learn kesef kedushin. Why? Why? Why did Rashi change? Oh, for some reason over here, we can't learn Ma'isi Yadeha. What's the Shaykhus Oinus and Mefata to Kesef Kedushin?
What do you mean? It affects her Kesef, it affects what she's worth. It has an effect on her status for marriage.
Let's say she's not doing it.
No, the point is that they're on the same topic. What are you going to relate
to her father? We're trying to learn where the Kesef Kedushin goes. We're saying learn. It goes to the father from Unus
and Mephatah. Here's the thing. By Kesef Kedushin, it ruins what money he would get.
Let's see what he says. Rashash says a little differently. Venerally, says the Rashash. Mishum di'i yalef mein adarim. After loy dami klal l'mamoin. Nuchal l'lmoid ma'isei adayim gam kein. If you're suggesting that you want to learn nedarim to mamoin, let's say to kedusha isha, even though mamoin and isra have nothing to do with each other, so you might as well learn ma'isei adayim also. Aval I yalef miknasa. Listen, Ma'isi Daim has something that Knas and Kedushin don't have, which is she worked hard for it. It's a svara that she should get it. She didn't work hard for Einis and Mefata or for Kedushin. So therefore, if you're learning up from Hafaras and Dor, which has no shaychus to working, it's Stam Isurim. Okay, once you're learning Stam Isurim, so then it's Mamish apples and oranges. So therefore, you might as well also learn Ma'isi Yadayim. But if you're going to learn, from Oynesu Mefate,
so Rashi's first Rashi will be a question and answer.
Then it's going to come out. The Gemara is Kilu as it's just saying, like, why don't we learn both of them from here? One of them will be good; the other one will be a problem.
What's this rhetorical thing? By Ma'isei Yadayim, we can credit to Maria, and there she gets paid before doing any work. The same way Kedushin, she gets paid before doing anything. Maria, she gets sold.
I don't understand what you mean. Saying like this.
We compare Ma'isei Yadayim to Amavriya, right? Because that's what he's selling.
Right. But right now, we don't have a makar that she has Ma'isei Yadayim. We don't know that the Ma'isei Yadayim goes to the father. If we don't know that Ma'isei Yadayim goes to the father, I would say maybe she gets it. Even though he's going to get the oinus. He's going to get the kesef kedushin. That stuff, it's easy come, easy go. It doesn't really bother her, but she works hard, and he gets the Ma'isei Yadayim. Why does he get
the Ma'isei Yadayim? She hasn't done anything yet. The same way kedushin, she has to be married to the guy, and she's going to have to deal with it.
Right? No, the Ma'isei Yadayim, he gets after she works.
Not by Amavriya, he gets beforehand.
But we're not talking about Amavriya. We're talking about the Ma'isei the father gets. So the father is saying she's working hard and he's getting the money. Why does he get the money? She's working hard. By Kesef Kedushin, she's not working. There's no work going. Saying afterwards she's going to have to do all that stuff. But right now, she's easy with the money. The money wasn't hard work, hard earned money.
What?
Who's Rashi? I thought the father
could
force the
daughter.
There was
only
the
Ramesh
and
Rashi.
I don't remember we mentioned Rashi.
I was up first.
The Rashash is trying to say is that first Nadarim is so it's so removed. So then, because no shaykhus, then it's anyway no shaykhus. But at first the Dharma has nothing to do with work or not work. It's not even mamoin. So if you're trying to learn it, you can learn anything. It's like, well, if you can learn... If
you'll make it like the Ritz a little bit, that you learn all.
Everything. Something like that, yeah.
If you're Rashi, you're going to learn Ma'isei Yadayim out from the first Dharma?
In Hava Mina, we can learn Ma'isi Yadayim from our first Nedarim.
Before I ask a question, Rashi learned either Kedushin.
It's both, Kedushin or Ma'isi Yadayim.
So Kedushin doesn't work,
and right.
Ma'isi does work?
Yeah.
So why do you need the...
No, it doesn't work for either one. The Ma'isi doesn't work in either one of them.
It doesn't work
in
either one.
No, because Mona Ma'isi, the Maskan is, you can't learn either one. But in the Hava Mina, what David is about warning is, how could you think to learn Ma'isi Yadayim if you could, after that, you could force him? How could you learn force him from Nedarim? I don't know if you could learn that.
You can't force your daughter to get another vow.
You can't force her to annul her vow. You annul it for her. Yeah, so then you could force her to work, just like you can annul her vow. You could force her to
control
her
action.
It's all about control. If we're going to say it's all about control, and that's the only way you can make this
character, why don't we learn it? That could be pshat. That could be gufa pshat in Rashi. If you Ma'isi Yadayim, let's say Rashi holds that you can force her to do Ma'isi Yadayim. So just from Afaris Nadarim, I can learn Ma'isi Yadayim. Why? Because Afaris Nadarim means that she's in my domain. Ma'isi Yadayim, she's in my domain. But from Oinus Umafata, I can't learn Ma'isi Yadayim. Can't learn that I can force her to work from Oinus Umafata. I can learn that you get the Kesef Kedushin. I can learn that you get the Oinus Umafata. Can't learn that you force her.
Can't learn that you get the Ma'isi Yadayim.
But Ma'isi Yadayim is more than that. I can't ask a question. I should learn from your Ma'isi Yadayim. You still need the Pasuk Ishkim Keres Bita to teach me that you can force her. We had a question. How could you learn from... Right, but we're going on the side. You can. We said in Rashi, you can. He shall avia, we said in Rashi. He shall avia, you can force her to. So maybe from Bin Rabbi Savia, you could learn that you can force her because he shall avia, she's in the father's rich domain. But from Oinus Umafata, how do you learn? You can force your daughter to work. That's why Rashi doesn't say over here Ma'isi Yadayim. That's what David wanted to say, pretty much.
Unless you say Oinus Umafata, the father gets because she's in his domain.
Yeah, but you don't necessarily see that as much. I don't know if you can see that. I don't know. I hear. But, what?
Yeah, I thought we disputed the fact that he gets it when, like, not Oinus Umafata, but by Mashama, she's on his resources. He gets the.
So we'll see. We'll deal with that in a second.
The Rashash is saying that
could be Ken Zayin Pshat and Rashi. Yeah.
But the Rashash is saying by Knasset, it's more likely to be Kedushin. So that's what only be Kedushin by a person that is equally unlikely, so we're on both.
Right.
But once we see from the first step of the Gemara that we clearly don't care about likely, because by a person that's not likely either.
I think that's the Gemara's teretz. But that's the I got you. But that's the Gemara's teretz. Mamoina misur lo yafinon. You can't learn apples from oranges. So now it has to be more normal. Okay, so let's learn from Knas. It's more normal. Now we're going to have to make it that it's taka more normal. That's the first answer to the Gemara. You think you can learn apples from oranges? Mamoina misur lo yafinon. That's good for the Gemara saying.
Likely, the Gemara is saying in the second step is trying to learn a completely different thing, and it says the exact same lashon as b'chin neilafin.
That's what Rashi says anyway. That's Rashi. And that's what Shash is being medayik in Rashi. Rashi is saying b'chin teim and neilaf. The first one is neilaf 2, and the second one is only neilaf 1. That's what the Rashash is saying. So the Gemara in the Havamin was saying that we should learn out from Afaris Nedarim. Says the Gemara, Memoina Meisura Lo Yalfinon. Comes along the Tosis in Ksubis, and that Memvava Medbeis, and asks Tosis a question. He has a great patent. Tosis says, just learn that the father can be Mekadosh's daughter. Why don't you just learn that? So Enochanami, who gets the money? I'm not learning out from Hafaris Nedarim. But learn from Hafaris Nedarim, just like the father could be made for a neder, the father can be Makadisher. Who's going to get the money? I'm not learning. So now, can we establish as a fact that the father could be Makadisher? Can we learn that from Hafaris Nedarim? That's Isura. So learn Isura from Isura. Once you do that, says Tosfos, now if I know the father can be Makadisher, who gets the money?
Father.
The father, because Hashtavir Makabel Kudushel. So do it in a two-step process, and then it'll work. That's Tosfos' kasha.
Tosfos here was only concerned with Kesef. That's what we did yesterday.
Over here also, he's going to get to Kesef.
But he's not. He's focusing on Mekadosh.
No, he's not. His end game is Kesef. How does he get there? He says, listen, I'll go step by step. I want to get to Kesef. But you can't learn Kesef directly from first Nedarim. Why not? Because Memoina, Mishloya Finitz, I won't. I'll just learn that he's Makadish, and once I establish that fact, boom, trigger, now I'll know that it's gonna, they're going to get the Kesem, and I got there.
Didn't we say it works the other way?
It works the other way also.
It works both ways.
That's why Tosis over here only focus on Kesem. We said it's going to get you back to the Makadish. Tosis over here focus on Makadish, it's going to get you to Kesem. That's Tosis's question. Let's see it inside. Tosis in Ksuba staff mem vav amazim toimer. Neilif mefors na dorm devi yochel akachav dahinu isura me isura. Umemela shaminon. De kaspa davi avi. Kidam ala el. Hash davi makab klusha e shakla kaspa. The eshloimer. Says Tosis, the isura, the isbe memoina, me isura de lesbe memoina, loyal finon. So Tosis, it's Isur de Isbe Mamoina from Isur de Lesbe Mamoina. What's the Isur de Isbe Mamoina over here?
Kesef Kedushin.
So it's Isur de Isbe Mamoina. May Isur de Lesbe Mamoina lo yalfinan. That's what Tosis says. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger. Asks Rabbi Kiva Eger. Amoyre dike kasha. Asks Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why don't you learn out Kedushe Bia? Tazov Kedushe Kesef. Does Kedushe Kesef have Mamoin? Does Kedushe Kesef have Mamoin?
Yeah,
quite so. That's why it's called Kedushe Kesef. But why don't you learn out Kedushe Bia, which has no Mamoin, from Aforis Nadarim? Hold on. And now that I learned Kedushe Bia, that the father can be Makadish. Now the Gemara says that there's a rule, all Kedushin are the same. So if the father can do Kedushe Bia, what does that automatically mean? He could also do Kedushe Kesef. And if he could do Kedushe Kesef, what does that automatically mean? Who gets the money? The father. Cha-ching. So just take another step. What was our problem? I can't learn, go straight to Kedushe Kesef, because Kedushe Kesef is Surah the Isbe Memoina. So I'll go to Kedushe Bia, which is less Be Memoina. Go there, start with Kedushe Bia, learn that out from Aforis Nedarim. Then once I learn Kedushe Bia, I can learn out Kedushe Kesef from Kedushe Bia. Once I learn Kedushe Kesef, I can learn out that he gets the money. Step one, step two, step three.
Gemara would never exist.
What?
If that premise is true, this Gemara wouldn't exist.
Why not?
Because the Gemara starts off, how does work? How does it work with Kesef? Why are we even going to talk about Kesef? I don't need to start worrying about this. I'm just going to prove that he can be Mekadesh, or I'm done.
No, but you have to know there's such a thing as Kesef in order for us to know. There's two questions. One is that there is such a thing as Kesef. One question is there Kesef? Does the father get Kesef? You're right. If we'd ever prove anywhere that the father would get, can be Mekadesher with Bia, we would be able to prove the father's Mekadesher with Kesef. We could do that. That's what the Gemara ends up saying. Once I know the father's Mekadesher with Kesef, I know the father's Mekadesher with Bia. Once I know the father's Mekadesher with Bia, I know the father's with Kesef. But I got to start somewhere. So where is the Mekar that the father's Mekadesh? I'll tell you where. Learn it from Aforis Nedarim to Bia. And once you know Bia, then you can know Kesef. Once you know Kesef, who gets the Kesef? He gets the Kesef. Rabbi Kivayger's question, Rabbi Isai. This is brilliance of Rabbi Kivayger. Why? It's simplicity in its most brilliant form.
How do we know that he gets the Kesef?
What? Because if he's Mekadesh, Hashta Avi Mekab Kedushav, he Tishla Kashma. We go back there.
Tosis said Isir Shish Kesef.
You go from a first Nedarim to Bia to Kesef, Kesef to that he gets the Kesef.
What type of Bia?
Mekadesh Rabbi Bia, Al-Kocha.
First of all, Tosis was learning Isser Shiyash Kesef. We're not learning Kesef. We're learning just the Isser of Kedushin.
And a Hanami.
Kesef involved.
It's a Isser of the Isbe Kesef. It's a Isser that has Kesef in it.
Not that there's a Kesef to be Koina. The Bia is also Isser of Kesef, because then you're going to learn out Kesef from Bia.
So hold on a second. That there are those that say what you're saying, but let's start. Let's go slowly, okay? Let's go slowly. We'll get there.
We're in Tyson.
And also,
the Bia gets the money. And if she's
right.
doing the Bia, she gets the money.
But also, Bia has Kesef, Rebbe. You said Bia has Kesef.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. It was totally wrong. The point is that whoever is the one who's doing the act is the one who's the Mekadesh. She's doing the Bia, she's the one being Mekadesh.
She's not the Mekadesh. No, he's Moisel the Bia al-Karcha. He can do it. He can do it Baal Karcha. She's kicking and screaming, and he can be Moisel the Bia al-Karcha. And that we'll learn from Aforis Nedarim.
But B, you keep the father, you get the body. could be money. No, but we said that he could blackmail and it still works.
Okay, but blackmail is not money.
It's not, but we said it's part of that.
Oh, so says Rabbi Shmuel Shapiro, and he's on the back of the Maror Mekoymes. We didn't put it on because I didn't want you to see it. I wanted you only to be mechaven. Says Rabbi Shmuel, the fee that you shall me is givaldik. Twice is l'shitasai. Because remember, Yerushalmi said that he can take money for the kesef of the bia. Remember, Tosis brought that. He says that yesh lo schus v'bia shenaisnai schar lekadesh v'bia. We learned in Tosis, what does the word mean? Zakai. What is schus according to Tosis? Not rights. Benefit. What's the benefit? Money. So bia has mammon in it. The same way kesef has mammon in it. We said it's not stam blackmail. It's that's the kesef kedushin.
Kesef has to have money. Bia doesn't.
But bia does have money. I own the bia. I have a schus in the bia.
What?
I have a schus in the bia. Doesn't make a difference. That's isur to isbei mamoneh. There's mamoneh in that schus. I have a mamoneh stick of schus. Memela, we understand why it's not shver. I think this is very, very shver. I don't get it. Shtar. I'm not to say shir. I just have to like just go step by step. The Rambam says everything.
What about Shtar?
Shtar
has an S about Shtar. Why did you do that?
What?
Why did Rabbi Kivager ask about Shtar though?
Okay, let's talk about Shtar. What about Shtar? Does Shtar have a schus mamain?
No.
The Meiri says Latzal Pitzluchaisav. The Meiri says there is a schus, but the Tosis had Rosh, and Tosis says there's no schus in Shtar. The Tosis said it to himself. Says why does it say Zachin? Remember what it said? What about, why did it say Lashon of?
Two to one.
Yeah, it was Agav, Kesef, and Shtar, Kesef and Bia. It says it by Shtar, but Shtar is no schus. And Toysis Lashitasa can't hold as a schus. Because Toysis holds to Shtar you can write on. He's writing on. Yishami doesn't. So Toysis is stuck.
So what about Bia points Rashi?
So we just slugged up. The Mesh Shmuel Shapiro is my Rebbe.
Would Bia be a problem
with Rashi's? We have to get back to Rashi. We have to get back to how Rashi's going to deal with all this. We have to get back to Rashi, right? Daniel's pointing out what's Rashi going to do with all this. This is not going to work for Rashi. But right now, it's not going to work for the Yerushalmi either. We're stuck, my friends. Okay.
Why don't you make ask him Shtar?
I don't know. Maybe he's being chayshish for the sheets of the Meiri. He just wants to ask. Maybe I don't know.
The Shtar doesn't work the same way, because of you.
Because
Shard is not the same.
So the Shita Shalai Noi says one Teretz. The Shita Shalai Noi Delemi. The Shita Shalai Noi is a Rishon that they unearthed and they don't know who the author is. They know he's a Rishon and they know that he's authentic. They just don't know who it is. They call him the Shita Shalai Noi Delemi. It's a Sefer in Kedusha. And he says the answer is as follows. This is what Eliezer was saying. He's giving a new answer to this question. Shita shelo inoida lemi means I don't know who it is. He says basically what Lazer says. He says what Tosis means in his teretz, it's yisur disbei mamoina. He doesn't mean because there's mammon intrinsically like caught up in it. You don't have to get so common. It means anything that will bring you to mammon is a problem. Even if it brings you to mammon in like a second hand.
Not even in the same case. They have nothing to do with each other.
What I mean is like this. If you learn out Kedushin... What? If you learn out Kedushin... Let me explain it. If you learn out Kedushin from a forest in the Dharm, just learn the father's Makadish. That's it. What are you gonna end up learning out? We know where you're going. Where are you going with that? You want to learn Kesef Kedushin. You can't do that. That's Yisur Disbei Mamoina. Because anything that's going to trigger Mamoin, you can't learn. Even if it's not Mammon Be'etzem. So if you learn from Shtar, does Shtar have Mammon in it?
No.
But Shtar is going to teach you the Kesef Kedushin, and the Dad has Mammon? No. Can't learn. That's Yisur Disbei Mamoina. What do you mean? But that's only second degree. It's third degree. Doesn't make a difference. Anything that's going to schlep Mammon, that's what Eliezer wanted to suggest. Schlep Mammon is called Yisur Disbei Mamoina.
So say no, I have it in a riot for Mammon.
What? We don't. But that's by the way, we're trying to find it. We're looking for a car for a moment. Just saying, I'd like to learn from Shtar, and from Shtar I'll learn over to Kesef, I'll learn over to Bia, whatever it is. Once you're going to be able...
About Mammon for a second, but Shtar itself, can we learn from a Farz Adar? Why not? Because there's no money in it. And then after that,
obviously, then you can't. You can't learn Shtar. So you won't be able to learn Shtar. Because if Shtar is going
to
do that...
Is it linked to money or is it not?
No, Shtar is not linked to money.
So it is. Is it linked? It's for sure linked.
No, it's not.
It's linked.
You can learn it out that it's connected to money.
You end up learning something.
You end up learning it money from it.
That's called a link. doesn't have money in it. We were trying to find something that has money. We're saying Kinyan Kesef has money in it. Kinyan B, according to what we said in Tosfos Yerushalmi, has money in it. But he's saying it doesn't either. It just needs to be linked. You're right, it's a Chiddush. I wouldn't have said that necessarily. Comes along the Kovet Shiurim. It comes along the Kovet Shiurim and says a different shot. What?
That's what he, how he wants to Ispe.
Mm-hmm.
This proved to Star. It's just proved to Mammon and Bia. Star I can learn out on its own, but Mammon and Bia I can't learn out from Star anymore. Maybe.
The point is we're gonna get stuck. We're not gonna have a makor for Kesef. We're not gonna get there. Something's gonna stop us. We're still left. That's Pshanan. But Lashon of Yisur, the Ispe Mamoina is not so mashma Ispe, it's not mashma, it's linked. It has Mamoin. Comes along Rav Elchanan Wasserman. And he says a different teretz. So Chanav Asen and the Stipler and others. So Chanav Asen, you know what Isur Disbei Memoina means? It means the Kedushin. It means the Kedushin. It doesn't mean Kesef. It doesn't mean the money you're going to get for the Maisabiyah. It means the Kedushin. The Kedushin is Isur Disbei Memoina. He says the Kinyan that a husband has in a wife is a Mamonistika Kinyan. What? Even though Eini Shemoni Shabal, but it has an element of Mammon in it.
Which has a sense of what?
Which is that he has a Kinyan in his wife. He does have somewhat of a Kinyan in his wife.
Has a sense of a Kinyan question.
So, that's the question. You can't learn from it. Anyway, everything is Yisur Disbei Mamoina. Kesef, Shtar, Bia, Isha is Yisur Disbei Mamoina. Isha is Yisur Disbei Mamoina. Kedushin Bechlal, not talking about the Maisa Kedushin. The Chefetz of Kedushin is this Memoina. In other words, Rabbi Chanan is saying when it says the Isha Niknis means that
like
it's actual Kinyan. Like Tosfos says, that just like Shtar, that when you're kind of with Kesef, a Sadeh, Kiyeche, that when you're kind of Kesef with a Sadeh with Kesef, you're kind of an Isha with Kesef. It's the same type of Kinyan. So this is a real Kinyan. This is like a Kinyan Memoin. Seems to say Rabbi Chanan. Shita Shanoi Demi is saying that anything that's in any way linked to Kesef, we're not going to be able to learn. He's saying, no, this is Kesef. Because you're talking about being Koinen Isha. Not because of the Mekadosh of the Kesef, even Mekadosh with Shtar, there's a Kinyan Kesef. The Isha is a Kinyan Kesef. So it seems like Tosfos is learning much more, Rabbi Chanan at least, than Tosfos. This kinyan you have in your woman, in his wife, is like a real serious kinyan. Kinyan mammon almost. Which we were learning in Rashi, not like that. This is all Tosfos. Now we have to look at Rashi for a second. How is Rashi going to deal with this problem? Now I would like to suggest Rashi is a whole different mahalach in our sugya. Let's get it clear. Our question is, Tosfos asks, it says, Mimonim Yisur Le'alfinon, so why don't you just learn the fact that you could be Makadosh? We said it's Isur de Isbei Memoina. What about Bia? Bia is Isur de Isbei Memoina, not according to Rashi. Rashi learned, what does Av Zakai mean?
Just rights.
Not Mamoin. Not benefits. What? Oh, but Rashi doesn't hold like Rabbi Chanan, we said. Rashi doesn't hold that Isha's Kinyan is a Kinyan that's a Kinyan Gomer.
You get the other problem. You say you end up learning on Kesa.
Shita Shanoida Lami, it's Kesef.
That's linked to Kesef.
He can learn that it's linked to Kesef. That he can learn. Go ahead, Shita. I like to suggest something else. And this Pshat also, the Talmud Arashba and the Netziv and Mumay Sada both say this Pshat. It's all different Pshat. And we're going to need this for other elements of Rashi. He says, You know what? Maybe you can learn it. You can learn the fact that the father can be Makadosh. We learn from a first Nadar. We can learn it from a first Nadar. The father can be Makadosh. And he can be Makadosh. But you can't learn the Mammon Shabbat. We're looking for the Mammon Shabbat. And the next Vechitema is just on Kesef Kedushin. Why? Because we talk to learn them. We learn that it can be Makadosh. When we learn from our first Adorim, he can be Makadosh.
Why can't you learn
Mamon?
Why can't you learn Mamon?
Because Mamon Meisur Lo Yalfinan. What?
We're learning it from a Kabbalah Kedusha, not from Mammon.
What do you mean?
Yeah, just like
oh, no. Oh, so the Shaz, why don't you go back to the same Svara? Hashta, have you Makabal Kedusha de Chsiv? It's beating the Satri Shazer. Vishak La Kaspa? Yeah! Yes!
Because Rashalins is only supposed, it's only right.
Yeah, but what about the Svara the Gemara says? Zuck the Talmud Rashva, you ready? When the Pasuk says, you have a schus to marry off your daughter, then, but over here, did the Torah say that you could marry your daughter? If we're learning it out from Haforos Nedarim, is it written in the Torah? It's being schlepped from Haforos Nedarim. The Torah ever gave me the schus, like Ilu, like was it like the Torah made an emphasis on this schus? No, it was an outgrowth of Haforos Nedarim. Over here, don't say this far. Lashon of Rashi, Efshu Alchinam Zikehu HaKosuv B'Kesef Kedushah. Efshu Alchinam HaKosuv. There has to be a Kosuv in the Torah, says the Talmud HaRashba. There's no Kosuv. No. No. You know what the Schus is for you? Nothing. I gave it to you Agav HaFaris Nedarim. So in a Hanami, you got HaFaris Nedarim, you got to be Mekadosh. That's it. It just came. It kind of came. What are you getting from it? Nothing. This is only Rashi Lishitosoi Farashtetzuch Raboisai. According to the Ritva, that the Ritva said that it's impossible for one to be the Makne and the other one to get the money. It can't be. So it doesn't make a difference how you made her the Makne or him the Makne. Whoever's the Makne has to get the money. Rashi says you could, in theory, divide them. It's just, it's unethical. Why would the Torah give you a schus? The Torah's not really giving you a schus over here. The schus kind of just like came on its own. It's an outgrowth of our forest of Durm. Eivazei Taka. He's the Mekadesh. Now we have a new question. After Forest of Durm, he's the Mekadesh. Memoina, we don't learn. Isura, we do learn. Now I'm going to ask the question, okay. Learn from Boishas Pagam. Learn what? It says Rashi, Kesef Kedushin. Kesef Kedushin? But how do you know he's the Mekadesh? He's only in the Kesef. Who said he's the Mekadesh? The answer is that Mekadesh we learned already. We learned that from Forest of Durm. That we have already from Forest of Durm. Mom, what? He wanted to learn all of them. He wanted to learn Maisi Adayim, and he originally wanted to learn everything. We can't learn all of that.
Rashi only says Mammon, and then he doesn't even tell us that we learn out that he could do the Kedushim, but not that he's doing the Mammon. Not that he gets
the mammon. Once he's on the mammon, he can learn all of them.
Wants to learn everything. Wants to learn Maisi Adayim and the mammon and everything. He says, no. Mammon Misul HaFinus, you can't learn.
So you can't learn what? Only the mammon you can't learn.
Only the mammon.
It's a little strange. And the question set only mentions the mammon. At the end, we're learning out. Yeah. But the mammon.
Yeah, no. Right. We are learning out everything. In the maskana that we're learning, that Mamayna Mesur the Alfinon, we're still going to learn the Isur Mesur. And therefore, according to Rashi, Ken Zayin, Rabbi said, we got to keep going, we'll try to work this out later. Koponim, it comes out, it could be according to Rashi, we're going to say that we taka learn the fact the father can be Makadish's daughter from a first Adar. Says the Shita Shalanoi, the Tamar Rajba, and the Meru Mesadar. Lomagay invite her. Says the, oh, but now we have our much, it says the Gemara, Vachitim and Eilath Me, Baishasup Gam. Sorry, Miknasa. Chitem and Elf Miknasa. Mamayna Miknasa lo yalfinon. Says Rashi. Chitem and Elf Kesef Kedusha, Mekesef Knasa. Shoin is a Peter Lavio, Hamishim Kesef. Mamayna Miknasa lo yalfinon. Chaknas, Kuloi Chidish. The Chidish lo gamrinon. Bakat Kedusha minon laviohu. Rashi seems to say, what's the problem with learning out from Knas? Knas is Oinisu Mafata. What's the problem with learning from there? What's the problem? It's a Chidish. Mi Chidish lo yalfinon. Comes from Moshe Feinstein. What a brilliant Ha'ara. What beautiful, beautiful Ha'ara. It's such a chaval that the Olam doesn't have access to Rav Moshe's Ha'aras. Yet. Bezrat Hashem. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think there's a huge problem with learning from over here. The problem of learning Tamua, because you can't learn from here Bechlau, from the Knas. Because, let's take a look, Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra is after she's already Nesua. This whole Moitzi Shemra thing happens after she's already married. When she's Nesua, is she in her father's jurisdiction at all? Zero. And still the father gets the money. So what do you want to learn from over there that the father gets money when she's a Naira? It is no Sheiches. It must be its own random din. Not because you can't learn Mammon from Knas, because this thing is clearly out of the norm. I'll explain to you. So we looked up this morning, the help of Rabbi Avraham Goldberg. The Tosfos Rid says that really, who's supposed to get the money of Motzi Shemra? The girl's supposed to get it, says the Tosfos Rid. Why do we give it to the father? Because what happens if we give it to the girl? Who would it end up by? The husband. So we can't give it to the husband. So who's like kind of like holding it for her? The father. So, okay. Kesef Kedushin. We're trying to give it to the father, so the father should have it. How could you learn from the din of Moitzi Shemo, where the father's Torah is making him into an apotropos? There's no shaychus. It has no shaychus. Why? I don't know, but that's what the Tosfos Rid says. This is what the Tosfos Rid says. Now, Rav Shach gets very, very like uncomfortable with the Tosfos Rid, but that's what the Tosfos Rid says.
What?
In other words, this is clearly an aberration. This has nothing to do with the father's relationship with the daughter, that she's in his domain, he's in control, he gets Shach Nehurim, nothing like that. This is just that he's holding it for her. But when it's dealing with things like Maisi Adayim, that's for sure. Like, what shaychus? Kesef Kedushin? What shaychus?
Why do we care the reason that he gets the money? Why is he gets the money?
The point is that this has... You can't even compare this.
Like I said, the father gets the money. That's what we're trying to get. The father gets the money.
The father's getting the money in a case which has no shaychus to over here. So therefore, you can't even learn from over here. This is not just because you can't learn from a chiddush. Because it doesn't... It's clearly nothing to do with our sugya. That's the way that Ramesh asked the question. You have to know if it's mashma from Rashi. Maybe Rashi argues on the Tosfos Rid, or from Asugi. Maybe Rashi's not like Tosfos Rid. That maybe the father's getting the money because somehow she isn't in the father's rishus. How could she be in the father's rishus if now she's in a suah? So we were trying to suggest that maybe the money was really coming for the original. The pegiah in the original marriage. Somehow, it's really money that's coming for. It's a retroactive payment from something that should have happened previously. But really, the money's supposed to go to the father. What happens if she has no father? There's no tashlum. Why not? Because it's really money. It's the father's money. Maybe not like that. Okay, I'll kopon him, Rabbi. So we got to go a little further. Meisha Shmuel is medayik here in Rashi. Something very interesting. Rashi says. Why does Rashi say Shaknas Kulay Chiddush? Shaknas Chiddushu Umichiddush Lo Gamrinon. What's Kulay Chiddush? Next thing is the Gemara then says V'chiteima Neilat Mi Boishes Ubgam. I have a question for you. Is Boishes Ubgam Mamoin or Knas? And prove it to me.
It has to be mamoin.
If it's the next
It's not kutsu. Obviously, the Gemara is suggesting Bishugam is Mamoin. So Rashi almost says it. What does Rashi say? He doesn't say Mamoin, almost says it. Okay? That's great. The problem is, Rashi in Baba Kama da Chav Zayin Amabe says Bishus is a Knas. Why is Bishus a Knas?
No actual physical.
Okay. What happened?
Rashi explains what the damage is in this.
There's no damage. No bullshit. It's a little bit okay. Okay. Didn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Rashi explains that it's a knas, but the damage is that the father can't sell the girl for as much now. So that's a mom.
That's begam. That's not bullshit. That's just begam, not bullshit.
That's begam, not boishes.
No, I'm not saying that begam where it's just like
boishes
after she was with somebody like that.
That's begam, that's not boishes. Boishes is her embarrassment. She's embarrassed.
From what happened.
But that has nothing to do with the money that it's going to cost.
Something.
So it made her stronger. She's more resilient now. She learned to have self-esteem, and she doesn't care about what other people have to say.
But you can't say that it's pure knas. There's definitely mammon.
I hear. So argument. Rashi over here seems to say lav mamonahu. Lav knasu. Rashi over there says it is knas. What's knas? So you could answer. There's a few answers you could say. One answer you could say is as follows. Rashi Baba Kama is talking about when there's nezek, there's a different type of boishas. When a person is mazik someone, you pay five payments. Nezek, tzar, ripu, sheves, and boishas. Maybe over there, when there's a real nezek, then the boishas is a knas. Over here, when there's no real nezek, then boishas is mum. What would be the svara? What would be the svara? Why over there? Over there, there's more, there's real nezek. There, boishas is going to be a knas. Why?
Any actual damage you cause
from the because you already paid the Nezek. You paid the Nezek already. So if I paid the Nezek, so I already paid the damages. So now I have to pay you for the fact that you got embarrassed. I paid for it. Could be. I'd like to suggest something else. I'd like to suggest, my friends, that there's dargas in knas. There's a knas that's kuloi chiddish, and there's a knas that's miktsas chiddish. There's a knas that's kulay chiddish, and there's a knas that's miktsas chiddish. What do I mean by that? There's a knas that comes from the fact that there's no real hezek here. I wouldn't be machayev you for that necessarily. And then there's a knas which is that the amount you're paying has absolutely nothing to do with the damage. I don't see any correlation between what you did and what you're paying. Those are two different things. I'll give you an example. Maybe Yoni's right. Maybe there's no major damage in Boishas. Nothing really happened. He's not worth less than he was before. But do you understand how we came up with a Tashlam of Boishas? Does the Tashlam of Boishas make sense to you? How do we pay Boishas? Does anyone know? Hakol l'fiyam evayish v'am isbayish. How much a person would pay. So it makes sense. Once you consider this money, so it's very quantifiable why I'm paying that. Tsar. Maybe tsar is not mamon. So you got hurt. Okay, nothing. You don't lose any money. It hurt a little bit. Okay, deal with it. Doesn't kill you. It makes you stronger. So now what? No.
Boishas by the five nezikin is also evaluated.
In a chlamin. No, so I'm saying that maybe all boishas is chetzi knas chetzi mamon. Tsar. I would say maybe tzar. You don't have to pay for tzar. I mean, okay, so I was with tzar, but where's the mama? There's no mama in there. I didn't cause him any value. But once you tell me that you have to pay for tzar, does it make sense how much you have to pay? What's the? How do you make the payment of tzar? How much a person would pay for having it? Okay, that makes sense. How much is it?
It's a set amount,
as Yaakov pointed it out. Does it make any sense? 50 shekel, why is it 50? Why? Why is that?
Well, maybe you're trying to say but the gam are two different things.
What?
That one's mamon and one's chetzi
knas. I'm not sure what pagam is. Maybe pagam is mamon, I don't know.
I'm saying, like,
maybe.
Brings them together, there has to be some reason.
Yes.
Rashi here doesn't say that it's not only knas. It says lab comes.
Yeah, so according to what I'm saying, Rashi means it's not the knas that we're talking about over here of kulay chiddush.
The last knas is motzi shemra.
What?
What was the last knas that we talked about was motzi shemra? That's how.
It was Einus and Mefata. No, Einus and Mefata. Yeah.
So you could pick and choose what you want it to be under?
No, it's very simple. It's very simple. It's somewhat knas, somewhat mamon.
So I'm saying in the comma, let's see where Rashi says it.
So you have to know, binogeh to what are we calling it a knas? Binogeh to what are we calling a mamon? Over here we're trying to learn out Kesef Kedushin, what seems to be that what we're saying is even if it has an element of knas to it. But the fact is we understand why the tashlum is happening. So this tashlum that's a sensible tashlum, it goes to the father, so Kesef Kedushin also should go to the father. So that's enough for us to be able to make a limud from one to the other. In order to block learning Memoina Miknas, it has to be a knas that's kulay chiddush. Then the whole class, the whole moment's not sensible. Why are you paying chamishim shekel? Stam. Okay, you can give it to Bezdin, you can give it to the father, give it to everyone you want. So that's nothing to do with it. It's not a money that we understand that a person has a right to. But so therefore, that one you can't learn to everyone else. But over here where it's Boishas Ubagam, even if it's a little bit of a knas. Even if it's a little bit of a knas, but you could still learn it out. It's not kulay knas. So therefore, you can learn out from that class the other one. Perhaps, don't know. Al kopanim. Over here, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What does Aviyu Shayach Begavayu mean? Continue with that, Beis Hashem, hopefully. And we're going to start the next sugya of Yitzir Kavose tomorrow.
Why are they making classes and
class
and really? It's simple. It's Svei Dinim when you're paying something. It's who you're paying and what you're paying for.